Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland and welcome back to my channel yet again. This video is about Trump and Putin. Bromance no more, because Donald J. Trump is going to become president of the United States again in exactly 2 months. Another point is the Electoral College has yet to meet in their state capitals to vote on that. Of course, be certified in early January by the United States Congress. Methinks this time the losing candidate will not incite a mob to storm Congress, leading to several deaths or to lynch the vice presidents. So this is progress. But back to the topic. So Putin publicly praised Trump in his 2016 US presidential campaign. No Russian leader has ever commented on the candidates for a US presidential election. So that is unique, conferring his imprimatur on Trump. Trump used to say, "I have nothing whatsoever to do with Russia," before then saying that he had a fantastic relationship with Putin, boasting how he had hosted the Miss World competition in Crocus City Hall, how visiting Moscow since 1987, was meant to be involved in some property deals there, never quite came off. There are those who believe he was an asset of Russian intelligence, wittingly or unwittingly, and frankly, I think the former, since the late 1980s. And about 1988, Trump talked about trying to get the vice presidency, would be a vice presidential run. And then he had some sort of committee. He went up for one primary and was just laughed out of town. And who would have believed that there would be such a declension in American political standards, he could become president all these times later. So like so many issues, Trump speaks out of both sides of his mouth on Russia. And then in that joint press conference in Helsinki several years ago, Putin even said, "Yeah, I did want Trump to win," and it was blindingly obvious that he did. I mean, Hillary Clinton, pathological liar, but in this one she actually told the truth, that Putin had a very clear favorite in that election, and indeed it was Donald John Trump. And that's why Fancy Bear and other Russian hacking groups were there disseminating misinformation to redound to the advantage of Donald Trump. And it had an appreciable impact. Okay, this is an election 2016 in which over 100 million ballots were cast, but it came down to about 100,000 votes in the swing states. And it was easily enough to influence those enough to, like, you know, 0.1% of the votes cast, if they're in the right place. But back to what's happening now. So Trump won the election quite clearly by 3 percentage points. And, you know, how much was the Electoral College? There are 100 electoral votes, staggering, all 7 swing states. And so many other leaders congratulated him. Zelensky lauded him. I know that the Ukrainians have been dreading this because may well mean they're cut off. And the Ukrainians have been quite candid about this. Without US aid, we will lose. And there are evidence that they're losing already. But perhaps I'll talk more about that in another video. So the Ukrainians are going to have to try and butter Trump up and pray that this works. Obviously, it's not just down to the president. It's also the United States Congress, because Congress controls the purse strings. The president can order this and that, but without money, he can't do much. And remember, Obama said people who were held without trial or charge for years in Guantanamo Bay must be put on trial in the United States. It was unacceptable to hold these people forever. So we'll bring them to the United States and not have them in this military base we leased from Cuba, that Cuba's withdrawn permission. Bring them to the USA itself and make them stand trial. Well, the US Congress, with a Republican majority, defunded that. There wasn't the funds to do it. They couldn't do it. If there's military action abroad, then the president constantly has to go back to Congress for the money with which to prosecute the war. Big aid packages for Ukraine. But Russia stepped up its offensive against Ukraine, because Trump says he'll end the war on day one. Yet another lie. Always overpromises, underdelivers. Underdelivers, lie after lie after lie after lie. How does he get away with his constant lying? An infinitude of lies, 20,000 proven lies on the record since 2016, not to mind a similar number of misrepresentations or misleading statements, I will say. Washington Post has kept tally. And yes, turkeys are stupid enough to vote for Christmas in many cases. Look at his voters. Trump, who did not build one brick of that wall. Mexico did not pay one peso for that wall. Trump did not make medicines better. He did not make medicines cheaper. He did not bring back jobs from abroad. He did not win the trade war. And. Lie after lie after lie after lie. He did not end the carnage. He did not defeat ISIS. He did not defeat the Taliban. It's just endless. You know, anyone who believes Trump, if trusts him, well, you deserve a degree from Trump University, i.e. not a university at all. A flagrant fraudster. And most Americans went for him. wow. Obviously, he had a vicious, evil opponent, evil like he is as well, but in a different way. So what's going to happen now? Putin's possibly playing hardball, because if he greets Trump like a panting puppy, then Trump thinks that he can actually push things and say, yeah, we'll cut off military aid to Ukraine, but with certain provisos. Because what are the issues to settle this war? Territory, the illegally occupied regions. Russia claims they are Russian sovereign territory now. Ukraine says they're ours. This is recognized by the international community. Oh, what's going to happen? Would Ukraine get back four of the five, three of the five, or what? They've split each of them. Would there be some liminality, like they be independent or autonomous as they were before, actually, in some cases? So that's territory is a big one. Armaments. Is Ukraine have to limit its military? Does Russia have to limit its military? A demilitarized zone? Would either side withdraw their armed forces from, say, 50 kilometers of the border or something like that? Okay, so that one, would Ukraine agree never to develop nuclear weapons? Because there are now rumors the Ukrainians are looking at the feasibility of developing simple nuclear bombs, dirty bombs, suitcase bombs, which may not take down a metropolis, but could still take out hundreds of thousands of people, could take out a military unit. And now that's partly because they're so desperate, they may well lose the conventional war. And the other one is also to warn the Western world, well, if you don't back us with conventional arms, we're going to have to go nuclear, which might spook the West and saying we're going to up our conventional armaments shipments. And that's the only way to prevent this war going nuclear, which we really don't want. Even if there's no nuclear exchange between a Western country and Russia, a nuclear explosion somewhere in Ukraine, somewhere in Russia, that will affect the rest of the world. It'll also break the nuclear taboo. And if Ukraine can do it, Russia can do it, China, North Korea, anybody will, why wouldn't you? It'd be the first time since 1945 it's ever been used. Another thing is hostages. Over 16,000 Ukrainian children were kidnapped and taken into the Russian Federation. And that is the basis of the International Criminal Court's charges against Putin. Are these child hostages going to be released? Putin would also say want the International Criminal Court warrant rescinded. Once there's a rescission of that, he can fly to a lot of countries which have ratified the Rome Statute. He didn't dare to go to South Africa last year because South Africa was legally obliged to arrest him if he did. Now, they said that they wouldn't do it, but Putin wasn't quite so sure, so he dispatched a minion instead. So we've got territory, armaments, hostages, prisoners of war should be exchanged immediately. No doubt Russia would lie on that and retain a few for hostages, claiming it doesn't have them. Other things, reparations, reparatory payment for all the war damages. Is Russia going to pay some of that, any of that? Is there anything else I left outside of, you know, war crimes trials? Are those going to take place? Will everybody be pardoned? Things like that. International relations. Will Ukraine be allowed to join the European Union? Will Ukraine be allowed to join NATO? Now, it's not up to Russia, but Russia tries to decide that. Russia jealously guards its own sovereignties and then says, we don't interfere in the sovereign affairs of other states, but they do all the time by illegally occupying some of Georgia and Moldova and Ukraine and so on. Murders abroad, trying to overthrow governments, trying to sway elections, and. I know the United States does the same. So these are some of the issues to be settled. Another point is... Then the Russian state media started broadcasting some nude images of Melania Trump, the incoming first lady, I suppose to humiliate Trump, but also to warn him, if you don't play nice with us, we'll do things against you. So he's not being greeted with the acclaim that he met in 2016. I remember Vladimir Zhirinovsky, this ultra-nationalist, rent-a-quote, ranting, racist maniac who made Putin look moderate by comparison, him toasting do pobedy Donald Trumpa, to the victory of Donald Trump and so on. So Trump, although they've had him before, in a sense he's in an unknown quantity, there's an unforeseeability to his reactions. And that makes him harder to deal with than Biden. Biden was perhaps overcautious, but he was predictable. And the unpredictability of Trump makes him harder. Now, you might say, well, that's an asset. In some ways, it is. On the other hand, is he going to keep to his word? Because he breaks it all the time, like Putin. He's just so erratic. He's so imbecilic. He's obviously got pre-Alzheimer's and other types of senility. So I think bromance no more. And Trump has refrained from publicly heaping praise on Putin. He was always singing panegyrics to Putin in the past. So I think the chemistry will be very different. And that's actually quite a good thing from the Ukrainian perspective. How Trump is going to end this in 24 hours, well, we will see. It would obviously require major concessions to the Ukrainians. Russia would pocket that win and then wait to what they would think is a propitious moment and then attack again. But we shall see, which could be months, could be several years. It depends whether Ukraine is able to beef up its defenses. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.